When they finally dropped from hyperspace, they had a clear view of Reaver Station. The massive spaceport was the size of a small moon. Struggling to look over Tefeth's shoulder, Theron could make out an enormous capital ship docked on the far side. The Ascendant Spear.
"Go ahead and open a hailing frequency,"
Theron said, then added,
"Better let me do the talking."
Tefeth clicked the transmit button on the shuttle's control panel, but she didn't give him a chance to speak.
"Reaver Station, this is Imperial Shuttle TK-37059, requesting permission to dock,"
she said, her heavily accented basic disappearing as her voice slipped into the precise, clipped cadence common to citizens of the Empire.
"Copy, TK-37059. Ready for clearance codes."
"Transmitting codes now,"
she said before clicking off the comm channel.
"You've done this before,"
Nostral remarked, clearly as impressed and surprised as Theron.
"Your accent is impeccable."
"Easy to fake imp fancy talk,"
she said, brushing away the compliment. The console beeped, and she pressed the button to reopen the channel.
TK-37059, you have clearance to land. Proceed to Hangar 14 in D-Wing.
"Copy, Reaver Station,"
Tefeth replied, then clicked off the channel a second time.
"I thought Gorvitch said we were supposed to land in C-Wing,"
Theron said.
"Usually do,"
Tefeth answered.
"So why the change?"
"Maybe Gorvitch sold us out. Want to turn back?"
"No,"
Theron said after a quick deliberation.
"Go ahead and dock."
Tefeth brought the shuttle into the open hangar bay for a landing, and the airlock doors closed behind them. A pair of guards, both human, both male, emerged from a door leading into the station. But they didn't act as if they were expecting anything out of the ordinary.
"Wait here,"
Theron told the other two.
"But be ready to bug out if something goes off the rails."
Exiting the shuttle, he approached the two guards, trying to appear casual, even as his mind was racing. There wasn't an ambush waiting for them, so Gorvitch hadn't betrayed them. But if these guards weren't on the take, they might want to inspect the shuttle, and Theron couldn't let that happen.
"Gorvitch didn't say anything about sending a fresh face on this run,"
one of the guards said. Theron let out a sigh of relief.
"He told me we were supposed to dock in C-Wing,"
Theron said, warming up to the part of a small-time thug working for the old Tian Brotherhood.
"Had me worried."
"C-Wing's reserved for that giant capital ship you saw on your way in. Had to shift some stuff around."
"Could have given us a heads up,"
Theron said.
"Tell Gorvitch," the guard replied. "Guess he didn't pass it on. Guess he wanted to make the new guy sweat,"
the other guard said with a laugh.
"Where's your friend?"
the first one asked.
"The one with that sexy voice."
"Staying on the shuttle,"
Theron said.
"Keeping an eye on the cargo."
"Yeah? What's the hole this time? Stims? Spice?
Band holovids?"
"Is this part of hazing the new guy?"
Theron asked.
"Gorvitch tell you to waste my time with all these questions?"
"Just trying to be friendly,"
one of the guards said.
"Maybe you can leave us a little free sample when you go."
"I think we're done here,"
Theron said.
"We keep chatting and someone's gonna get suspicious."
"Fine,"
the first guard said, finally taking the hint.
"We got other shuttles coming in anyway. Just keep your head down and don't do anything stupid, rookie,"
the second warned him.
"You get caught, we don't know you."